7. The House by the Sea. "Oh, Anne-Marie," Ellen said with awe in her voice, "it is beautiful." Anne-Marie looked around and nodded her head in agreement. The house and the meadows that surrounded it were so much a part of her childhood, a part of her life, that she didn't often look at them with fresh eyes. But now she did, seeing Ellen's pleasure, and it was true, they were beautiful. The little red-roofed farmhouse was very old, its chimney crooked, and even the small shuttered windows tilted at angles. A bird's nest, wispy with straw, was half hidden in the corner where the roof met the wall above a bedroom window. Nearby, a gnarled tree was still speckled with a few apples, now long past ripe. Mama and Kirsty had gone inside, but Anne-Marie and Ellen ran across the high-grassed meadow through the late wildflowers. From nowhere, a gray kitten appeared and ran beside them, pouncing here and there upon imagined mice, pausing to lick its paws and then darting off again. It pretended to ignore the girls, but looked back often to be certain that they were still there, apparently pleased to have playmates. The meadow ended at the sea, and the gray water licked there at damp brown grass flattened by the wind and bordered by smooth, heavy stones.
"I have never been this close to the sea," Ellen said.
"Of course you have. You've been to the harbor in Copenhagen a million times." Ellen laughed. "I mean the real sea, the way it is here, open like this, a whole world of water." Anne-Marie shook her head in amazement. To live in Denmark, a country surrounded by water, and never to have stood at its edge? "Your parents are really city people, aren't they?" Ellen nodded.
"My mother is afraid of the ocean," she said, laughing. "She says it is too big for her, and too cold."
The girls sat on a rock and took off their shoes and socks. They tiptoed across the damp stones and let the water touch their feet. It was cold. They giggled and stepped back. Anne-Marie leaned down and picked up a brown leaf that floated back and forth with the movement of the water. "Look," she said, "this leaf may have come from a tree in Sweden. It could have blown from a tree into the sea and floated all the way across. See, over there," she said, pointing. "See the land? Way across there? That's Sweden." Ellen cupped one hand over her eyes and looked across the water at the misty shoreline that was another country. "It's not so very far," she said. "Maybe," Anne-Marie suggested, "standing over there are two girls just our age, looking across and saying, 'That's Denmark.'"